Kia ora, I'm Imogen Wells and welcome to this breaking news episode of Newsable. New Zealand's national emergency system sets up good people to fail. That's the damning finding of an independent review into the civil defence response to Cyclone Gabrielle in Hawke's Bay. The review, which was carried out by former Police Commissioner Mike Bush, flags what it calls a lack of situational awareness and adds that the system is currently not fit for purpose. To talk more about this report and what it means for future emergency responses is Stuff Audio's senior journalist Aaron Darman. Aaron, why was this report carried out?
The whole purpose of the review was to assess the performance of the emergency response across the entire Hawke's Bay region, including in the lead up to the cyclone. So we're talking Wairoa, Napier, Hastings and central Hawke's Bay. They were all areas that suffered significant damage in that cyclonewhich struck on February 14 last year. Remember, 8 people died and hundreds lost their homes after the region's rivers burst their banks and inundated vast tracts of land.
And some of those people are still dealing with all of that today. What are some of the findings?
Well, Imogen, the message is pretty blunt. Mike Bush says it's clear the severity, the speed and the scale of this disaster quite simply overwhelmed officials, and compounded by issues like communications and power outages, they lacked situational awareness in terms of what was occurring and what was about to occur. Bush says that lack of situational awareness led to a positive bias towards a positive outcome instead of planning for the worst case scenario. As well as that, and this is really key, the issues were not just regional. The entire national emergency management system has been found not to be working the way it should.
Pretty blunt words. Where to from here?
The report notes that critical lessons for the future fall into 2 broad sections. So one should inform improvements at a local and regional level and must be driven by emergency management in the Hawke's Bay. The other speaks to the need for new investment in enhanced national coordination, assurance, consistency and depth of professional leadership in response to emergencies. Basically, that's a more strategic matter for central government. The Beehive getting a rev up in this report too. And there's another report still to come. That's the government inquiry into the response to the North Island severe weather events. That's due to be released in the near future.
Thanks for the update, Aaron. That was Stuff Audio's senior journalist Aaron Darman. And that's all for this breaking news update of Newsable. I'm Imogen Wells and I'll be with you again tomorrow morning. So remember to follow Newsable wherever you get your podcasts.
This pod took time and resources to produce. Please support our mahi and visit stuff.co.nz/support.